Speaking of dicamba, are you getting many concerns about dicamba damage to non-tolerant beans this year?
Yes, before 2 to 3 weeks, we have started receiving complaints about off-target movement from dicamba applied in soybean. We are working with growers and crop consultants and extension educators to figure it out how much is the infestation and how much is the area affected. But I'm sure it is almost similar to last year, or it could be more.
We have a lot more of the dicamba beans planted this year and probably a lot more dicamba being used.
Yes, and that's why this year, compared to last year, we have seen more off-target injury issues in ornamental trees and vegetable crops. That was not the case last year. And I believe it is because we have more dicamba-resistant soybean planted this year. So probably soybean, which is resistant to dicamba, they will not have any cupping or any symptoms of dicamba. But because there are more dicamba-resistant soybean planted this year, and I think approximately about 50%, if you consider dicamba-resistant soybean, it is close to about 3 million acres in the state of Nebraska. So that's a pretty big number, and a very lot of application of dicamba is being applied, at least on majority of those acres, which is a good herbicide to control number of broadleaf weeds. But again, its off-target injury issues are more this year.
Have you documented acres, damaged acres yet at this point? Or?
Yeah, we are in a process to document the damaged acres, but probably it will be close to about 25,000 acres by now, and it could go more in next couple weeks.
And compared to last year, your final tally?
Last year, our best total was 50,000 acres, and right now we are still not at the end of the season. So we are seeing more and more cupping and complaints. But the only thing differed this year is growers are not too much concerned about this off-target injury issues as they were concerned last year. So probably they are not bothered too much, and we are not getting their more input, because last year they were very much worried about this issue, because that was the first year this technology came to the market. So probably they have at least experience of dealing with this technology plus this off-target injury issues from last year and this year. There is injury if you will drive across any highway, at least in south central part, you can easily see soybean plants are cupped, and they are clearly it's off-target injury issues from dicamba, but probably growers are now taking it relatively lightly compared with last year.
Is that because the beans ended up yielding so well last year that they perceive maybe this isn't setting them back that much?
Yeah, that could be a part of the reasons why growers are not too much concerned, because last year also we had a number of off-target injury issues, and it was surprising to see how well soybean can recover from this off-target injury issues. And basically last year there were only few fields that resulted in the yield impact, so if growers they are more interested in whether it will damage our crop yield, and that's why probably they are not too much concerned.